Did you say Kendama?
Yeah, I got Kendama on
Get
there.
the fuck out of here.
Hey, I'm doing 28 tricks later this month, so.
Are there 28 different things you can do with that bullshit?
Yeah, you gotta learn them.
Wow.
Maybe not yet, but I can.
Is it like bounce it on your nose or catch it with your tongue? Or throw it in the trash?
Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate?
Welcome back to the Silent Send Off. We're on episode 161 of the Relatables Podcast. I'm your host, Dean, at Dean Nimick.
And I'm the other half of the Relatables Podcast. Your host, the one and only, at Zach Malcolm on Instagram. The one and only. I
The
said
one
it.
and only, huh?
Even though there's like six other
Yeah, I
ones
think they're going to find some of these out
there in the world. But none like me and none like you. Guys, thank you for listening. While you're listening, we're going to start out the podcast with a little business. Do your shopping on Amazon. If you do your shopping there already, just go to our page, click that Amazon banner. Bookmark that as your new destination for shopping. Doesn't cost you any extra money. Gives us kickbacks.
Here's what you do.
Yep.
This is for the holiday procrastinators. You go on Amazon because now you're late. You spend a lot of money.
Or you're really
Amazon
early.
now. Oh, it means Friday
Holiday shopping.
for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's coming up.
Single men don't know. So,
Ooh.
it is coming up, isn't it? But yeah, go on Amazon. Do all that shopping through there. Get some last minute gifts. Get them on Prime, just in time. Do yourself a favor.
Dude, do you have a Valentine?
I don't think so,
You
but
don't
I'll have one.
think so. Everyone
I'm
always
not gonna
has
ask
one.
anyone to have a Valentine, but I'll hang out with someone on Friday.
That's not a Valentine.
That's why I said I don't think so.
That's a lonely person willing to hang out with you on Valentine's Day.
No.
Yeah. Don't say that because they might be watching and you'd find out
Watching
to
and
make them feel
listening.
bad. Do you want to talk about it?
Talk about my Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone has a Valentine's. It's your mom. You know what I mean? Every year. And if you don't have a mom, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't say that.
So sorry.
That's not cool. But what are your views on Valentine's Day?
Nothing. Just another date night.
You hear that, whoever's listening?
Don't know. I don't get the celebration behind it. Like, are we doing it for Saint Valentine? The pros. I don't know. I just never got it. So yeah, it seemed like another date night.
Feel like it's happening more and more with each season. Like, we're just losing seasons and losing holidays. Not seasons, holidays. You know what I mean? Like, we don't.
The essence is gone.
Yeah, like Christmas isn't really a thing anymore.
We're going
'cause,
through the motions.
yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be a thing of tradition, and there was some nostalgia with it. Christmas is the biggest one. You gotta rule that one out. But like Easter, remember how Easter used
At
to be?
Halloween, like, nobody really celebrates the devil anymore. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of candy.
Did you celebrate the devil? Is that what it
I mean, I used to when it was cool.
was?
Everybody started knocking on my door halfway through the night
Wow.
asking for candy,
My house is different.
interrupting our meetings.
Whoa. White devil.
That white devil came into the door.
That'd be funny if we found out you were like a sleeper cell for the Black Panther party. You
Just
know what I mean?
that be that guy who just like wears the African and always talks about the white devil and the white man.
No, but you're deeply embedded. So like you get in with all the whites and then you take over.
Get activated.
Yeah. Someone's gonna say a
What
word
would
one
be my
day.
activation code?
I was gonna say something really racist, so I'm not gonna do that.
The trigger. I'm triggered.
It's just the N-word.
Why isn't he going off? You keep saying it. What's wrong with him?
Dude, City Girls came up today, and you know that part where he's like, the lady's like, I had a black wingman with me today. I was driving, and you know where she's like staring at you, like
Oh
I ain't
yeah, I know
got
what you're
time
talking
for
about.
these fake assos. And I accidentally said the hard ER part. I just said the ER. I just said icker.
The verse is very leaned into
Yeah, and then it
this.
was kind of awkward from there on out.
I bet.
Yeah, I didn't say the full word, but I said "icker" because it's like it's so catchy. Like I don't even think about like that word.
That'd be a great room for a black or great joke for a black room.
Maybe not.
No, that'd be definitely funny. That's like a cultural reference that I feel like most people wouldn't get it.
Yeah. Remember who invited the fan on stage and then got mad at him whenever he said the N-word in a song?
What?
Who was that? Was it Wiz Khalifa?
Or like YG or something?
Some rapper brought a kid up on stage and then started rapping his song, the rapper's song, and then he said the N-word in the song. I was like, hold up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely a setup.
I feel like that's so?
Why would you ever do that? That's too much of a setup.
But the kid, I don't think he was a part of it.
Really?
I feel like he got some shit, yeah. It's shitty on the rapper, though, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think's listening to your music?
It's all white
people. Black kids?
85% of the country
is white.
What are
these white people doing in the crowd? It's like, what the fuck, dude?
I dropped part of my pen. I gotta find it.
He needs his pen, folks.
Don't bother me the rest of the podcast.
For those that are watching, he's going to destroy the set over a goddamn...
Everything's falling. We're good. Yeah, that's like one of my bits I can't ever get. But instead of reparations, we should just... Anytime you go to a rap concert, you should have to buy your black friend a ticket.
If you have one.
Yeah, so rap concert. No, you have to just... You just have to buy a black
person.
You have
to come with a black person.
Yeah.
So make least, a black friend yeah. and bring them.
At least half the concert will be black now. That's a genius bit. So you guys can have that one.
Whoa. You can have it. Except he's going to use it tonight. So he's going to use it tonight, and he'll test it for you. Then you can have it.
It's probably not going to go well. I think I tried it. It didn't go well. So
have you?
You try it out, and let me know how it goes.
Nah, doesn't hit the same.
Speaking of bits, I got to come up with a bit for you.
He never did.
And I haven't talked. Haven't gone full talk yet. Yeah.
Half talk. gone full talk yet.
That could actually be a TikTok. Like ticking and then full talk.
It's like charging up. I was gonna. I had a funny one the other day about like going to the bathroom places, and like when you're at your house, you'll like sit down and like touch the handle, and like when you go out to a place, I was just gonna like throw the shoe at the fucking. At the door, like the thing, like you don't want to fucking touch that handle thing. So like usually you'll like step on it, like with your foot. But like I'm just gonna show like someone throwing a shoe at the fucking thing and it flushing. Like.
Yeah, a lot of these ideas that I have, like directors are so smart how they think about how to film a sketch, like Neil Brennan, or like big directors like M. Night Shyamalan, or like the Roman Polanski. I don't know why he came up.
Big directors, Neil Brennan, everyone from Neil Brennan, damn Night Shyamalan.
That's a weird array. But how they think about how to film a sketch or film a scene, that is almost important as the dialogue in the scene.
Right, the content of it.
You could fuck up a whole thing if it's not filmed right or from the right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok is really showing me that.
Dude, everybody's a content creator. iPhone really gave the power back to the people.
Yeah, we got to get 11s. We got to have tag team iPhone 11s.
What does that mean?
So we can shoot, like, movies on them. We can shoot the podcast on them instead of fucking
Speaking
with GoPros.
Speaking of iPhone 11, you go shopping through that Amazon banner. Doesn't cost you any extra money. Those will go directly to our iPhone 11s. We love you. You love us. And that quality goes to our
If you're going to buy a jailbroken iPhone 11, do it on Amazon.
If you're going to send it to the Relatables indiscreetly, you can send it to @therelatablespodcast@gmail.com.
That's a big commission, so it could really help us out.
You could buy the charger for that thing. Save up.
What happened this weekend? Oh, fights.
Fights.
You didn't get to watch. Did you go
I didn't get to watch, but I had a wild night, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah.
It's not an NDA.
Probably not. I probably can. No, we the restaurant I worked at got bought out by this company. So, like, we ended up closing early and, like, setting up this Cirque du Soleil.
Bought out, you mean, like, they rented out the place? For
yeah, they just closed the restaurant and they built the rest of the night.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And they came through and, like, set up their stuff, put TVs up and stuff, and had fucking, like, hula hoop ring from the ceiling. A fucking some kind of platform and then a stripper pole like through this thing. So it was fucking it was
wild. Any talent?
Huh?
Did you meet any talent? Any perspective Valentines?
No. No, it was a kind of classy thing. I don't know. It was like very Cirque du Soleil-ish, not like strip clubish.
Yeah.
Like it was cool.
No puss. Not around the food, right?
No. No puss. Unfortunately, no.
Not one labia slip the whole night.
Not a one.
You're twirling up there. You're moving. Everything's getting jostled. I guess women don't.
Have you ever been to the strip?
They don't have a lot of jostling going on. There's not a lot of movement in there. So.
What do you say now?
I don't know.
You backpedaled into like a fake boob joke.
Yeah. Did you see that stripper that fell on WorldStar? Yes.
Yikes. And then kept twerking.
Hey,
like that's a professional.
Yeah.
Professional.
She had a broke jaw.
Broke her jaw, though.
Her teeth. She posted a video. She's like, I didn't really want all this attention. And she's making a video.
Yeah.
That's funny nowadays how people do that. She's going to be forever known as the stripper that fell.
Yeah, but she got up.
She did.
And she rose.
She kept dancing.
And that bitch kept dancing. Huh.
Yeah.
Might have been her best night ever.
Do you get workers' comp, or are you an independent contractor if you're a stripper?
Why isn't that kind of workers' comp, my man?
What do you mean?
To keep that steady pay, whatever you're cashing in at.
Yeah, you got to declare those tips every night. How do you – they pay you in just like a big trash bag full of ones.
This is what you would have made.
Wow. Yeah, that sucks.
Pole was too greasy.
Too greasy. It was too tall.
No, that's the – they got to push the limits these days.
Really?
It was like a super club they were at.
When's the last time you went to a club?
A club or a strip club?
A strip club. Yeah. I mean, any club can be a strip club.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Maybe like a year ago.
Really? Where was I?
What the fuck, dude? Yeah. Yeah, maybe like a year ago.
You like them?
No.
Yeah.
It just feels.
You love them, that's why.
Yeah, because I fucking love them. It just feels short of the target. Like if your goal is to get drunk, you can do it somewhere else for less money. If your goal is to meet women, you can actually meet women that are interested in you. So you're going to this place where, like, you can get drunk and you can meet women, but neither of those things are really about to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Successfully. And then you just go home.
You don't think they're interested in you?
No.
Yeah, they are. Sure they are. Are you interested in your clients?
The same way my bank is interested in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same way my car insurance super loves me.
They literally give you interest.
Your bank. They give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think so. I'm sure there is sometimes, but I feel like it's part of the allure.
You ever dated a stripper?
Knowingly? So. I don't think so.
Ever dated a woman who went into hooking? This is Interview Dean Monday.
No, that was such a specific question.
Neither have I. I have been with a woman who then turned into a stripper and may
have
do
hooked.
Hooking on the side. Yeah. But it doesn't make me feel anyway.
Okay. Okay.
But it wasn't that crazy. I remember the coital. It wasn't.
The rabbit holes that we've come down, the coital of.
What you got going on over there, man? What do you want to talk about? I'm trying to steer this thing.
Steer this thing towards strippers?
Reckless abandon.
What do I got to talk about? I got my fucking shit together.
Stripper that fell, Valentine's.
Talk about the fights.
The fights, they were lackluster. It was obviously a weaker card before we went in. We knew it was going to be a slow night. And the highlight, though, was John Jones I wouldn't say beat. I'm retracting my earlier opinions.
He had a fight.
Yeah.
He had a fight.
He was tested.
Even in his interview afterward, he was like, people demand excellence from me at all times, and I looked very human, and
yeah,
it just...
That's exactly what it was. We expect John Jones to go in there...
And just piece him up.
And just be a destroyer of men.
Yeah.
And, like, be in a class of his own. He's the GOAT. He's obviously the pound-for-pound greatest right now.
Yeah.
And he went in there, and like you said, he was made to look invincible.
Yeah.
He is no longer untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
He got touched.
Yeah, he definitely got touched.
And there was a couple times where it looked like he was a little frantic, but that was during while I was watching. But hindsight, like, he was very controlled and composed.
Right. Like, his IQ was very high that whole fight.
Yeah, he knew when to get out. He knew when to come and take a shot. So he knew when to press. He knew when to not. But, yeah, fucking shout out to Reyes.
Yeah, it was a good fight. They New said they might, they might do the rematch. Dude, John Jones is super cool about that, too.
Yeah.
I think it's because he, like, knows that's just what you have to do. But he's like, right now, as long as people keep wanting to come for my belt, I'm just going to fight whoever. Like, I can't pick and choose, like... If Reyes runs it back, we run it back. Like, it is what it is. Whereas most people are like, no, I'm not going to fight Colby again. He doesn't deserve it. Like, fuck Connor. Like, he's not back. Like, you're the best now, so you just fight everybody.
It's whatever the people call for.
Yeah.
Do you think he should hop up to heavyweight after seeing that?
No, I think he's got a...
He's cleaned out the division. There's just more people coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
That I'll have to go through or go through him.
He could. I feel like that should be a later in his career thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to ruin, like, I wouldn't say ruin, but, like, you don't want to do that while you're in your prime.
Almost like a gimmicky thing towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have, like, a last few as he's getting a little bit slower.
Getting a little fatter.
But right now, if he can keep this unbeaten streak, like, why would you fuck that up by trying to go up to heavyweight?
Yeah. When do you think, how old is Jon Jones? 30? 29?
Maybe. Got to be somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He became champion at when he was, like, 22.
It can't go on for too much longer fighting. Like, when's your prime? It's around now. Like, he's in his prime.
No, I feel like your primes were, like, 36, 35.
No. That's heavyweight.
That's heavyweight.
That's heavyweight prime. No, dude. Like, prime, it varies by sport and by size.
That's when you're matured as an athletic man, is right around your 30s.
Do you think LeBron is in his prime? He's 35.
His stats are like he's in his prime.
But do you think he's physically in his prime?
Could be. Depends on where you're supposed to
find. Hindsight, yeah, we'll show that.
Right.
But it doesn't look like it. It looks like he's on the back nine. Like, he's, like, right at that ninth hole, maybe on the 10th. He's teeing off. Like, it's just starting to go. He got hurt last year, missed some games. First time he's ever done that. 35.
But I think the prime level adjusts with where you're at. Like, as you're young, the prime's, like, high. Like, you got to, like, keep up with your shit. But, like, as you get older, like, you don't have to fucking dominate the fucking league to still be at the fucking prime of being a 35-year-old. Or, like...
But that's the whole definition of prime, though. I mean, physically.
No, but, like, you're mentally getting more to where, like, you're athletic. Not just, like, you're physically at your peak, but, like, you've learned enough, you've mastered enough skills, and your body's at that peak where, like, I can put both of these together.
That's what I mean. What is that... that intersection where X and Y are, like, peak mental level meets peak physical level. That's prime.
Yeah.
How long, like, he sustained that for a little while now.
I feel like he's in that zone now. He might be on the tail half of that zone, but he's still in it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's because right now, like, you have all the physical, maybe, like, feats, but you don't know enough mental. And the older you're going to know a lot of mental, but not have the same physical feats. So at one point, like, you just need to have that fucking. That's from a savage.
Yeah, I just wonder. I was wondering about John because he could have been in his physical prime, but he wasn't in his mental prime. And I feel like he's starting to come into his own and be like a man. But his physical, it's just a physiological thing too. Mm-hmm. I read a thing where, like, after 24, your reaction time slows by a certain amount and it just keeps getting worse. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why 20-year-old kids are better at video games than 30-year-old guys. Just physiological reaction time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scientific excuses. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that what you tell all those little fucking kids?
That came from a 40-year-old researcher. A team of fat guys.
Who got booed offline from fucking
Yeah, see? Sons. I'll never be as good as you. I can't be. It's impossible. It's like peer-reviewed.
I'm not trash, all right?
Fortnite, a study into why I'm not trash. Hypothesis. These fucks run Adderall. And they got young brains.
But yeah,
that young blood,
young shit. No, we went to the park, and we got some fucking slack line on.
Oh yeah,
and it felt good to get on the lines again. I don't know. I feel like I've been letting it slack to not use a fucking pun. That. You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
Yeah,
I'll quit this podcast right now.
I'll fucking walk. I'm
Jesus. Yeah, it was fun, dude. Went, got my turn almost down on the slack line.
Yeah, needs a couple tweaks.
got a lot of meters walked, so I'm getting that 10,000 hour in. Saw a lot of interesting people at the park.
Ooh, exactly.
Yeah.
There was quite the array, all the way from creepy creeps to less creeps.
Yeah, there's a bird watcher, quote, end quote, walking around just gawking. He had binoculars and was just circling the park, and Dean caught him staring at these two preteens filming TikToks.
Two preteen Asian girls. Like, I was walking back to my car. It's like a circle park, so there's like a sidewalk around this circle patch, and they're in the middle of the circle patch doing TikToks and bending over and dancing and shit, and this guy, as I'm walking by him, old dude, like, has binoculars and looking right at their asses.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, like, gave him a look and just shook my head, and I was like, dude.
What are you going to say, though?
I just had that conflict. Like, what do I say?
He's not hurting anyone.
Do I citizens arrest this guy? Or, like...
For what?
For us, what are we doing? I mean, it's definitely not good.
There's no upskirt. There is no physical contact.
But it's not right.
It's not right at all. Yeah, what is your ethical and moral duty at that point? Do you just go and shame him? You know what I mean? Do what you did, a little head shake. Let him know, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say something? What if you're wrong?
What would you have done? Yeah, what if you're wrong? What if he was like, yeah, but there really is a bird, like, right past it. And he shows you, he's like, God.
What if he's like, I'm private security for that little girl right there. Her dad is a billionaire.
And you're looking at her, why?
There are three more of us around this park, so keep walking, motherfucker. All right, damn.
My bad.
Ooh. Yeah. But no, I mean, if I saw it and it was super egregious, like, if it was obvious, I would have said something. But I don't know at the park if it was that obvious. Like, binoculars are a very far-reaching device. The girls are very far. Birds are very far. I'm trying to defend this guy.
I don't know how. No, I don't think
that he did look creepy, though.
That's what I'm saying. He was definitely creeping. So, like, I can't defend it, but, like, I don't know how to address it.
Yeah. Next time, though, you'll know.
Like, excuse me, sir. Just give me the binoculars. And he's like, no, I bought them. I was like, well, then stop. And he's like, why? Stop what?
Put him away.
It's like, I saw you. He's like, no, I'm not. I was like, what am I going to do at that point? Like, am I just going to fucking hound this guy?
We're downtown. There's like pigeons. You're not bird watching. There's two types of birds.
I'm going to look like the crazy guy who's like defending these girls. I don't know. And he's just like, yeah, there's birds everywhere, dude. And there's like a crowd now. And now I'm just fucking like, no, I saw you looking like those girls.
You like grab his binoculars and like, he's stealing my binoculars. It's just a black guy in the park. Like, bang, bang, bang. Every robbery was just like,
help, put the gun down.
Yeah, every robbery, like, no one was really getting mugged. It was just some guy trying to stop a creep. Like, black people are really altruistic. They're
really just trying to stop crime.
Yeah. We're he's about to buy that woman. I had to steal his wallet.
That black guy just took my wallet. Oh, Zach's using that tonight. Just know
I
that.
Should.
He's using it. Write it down.
All right.
Write it down on a separate note.
Not this one. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to talk about this on the podcast. We're going to be roommates soon.
Yes.
I'm terrified.
Oh, my. That was not the next thing that I thought was going to come out of your mouth.
We got to have some, like, not rules, goals. Not rules. I did a guided run.
When like, you can't say the hidden thing behind behind the curtains and then release the fucking...
What are some of your rules for me as far as a roommate? Like, what do you want me to do? How do you interact with roommates? Have you always had fruitful interactions with roommates?
Yeah, I've never had bad interactions.
Yeah.
I'd say the only rule would be keep your door closed when you're not there, just for chief. But other than that,
Okay.
Nothing really.
So I don't have to clean shit?
No, I'll probably end up doing that naturally.
Really?
I'm really OCD about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I just pick up shit as I make a mess now.
You're neat. I'm a deep cleaner.
Yeah, I'm just more of keeping things organized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I think that'll work out. Because like twice a month or maybe one time a month, like I'll deep clean shit. Like scrub shit, get down on the floor, like get the floor and shit. But like I'm not super neat all the time. But okay. I'm clean. You know what I mean? Like I'll have shit, like, I'll have clothes and shit scattered in my room, but, like, they'll all be clean. Like, I'll have, like... I have like.
But are they clean?
No, there'll be like three shirts on like a recliner or like a chair, some on my bed, some on like a hamper. There'll be two hampers.
Why are they everywhere?
I don't know, dude. My brain is weird. And then like once a week, I'll have to like go through and fold everything. So just so you know that about me, I'm a little scatterbrained.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this would be a good segment, but it's not. It's not working out.
No, I mean, what rules do you have?
Let's start. I whip out a list.
Well, I guess number one, there's numbers.
No, I don't really have any. You're not really a messy person. That's always been my biggest thing. It's just fucking messiness. Like just straight disrespect.
Dude, what are you talking? Aggressive messes. That's just spilling, literally spilling milk. That's.
Like, just people, because I've always been the cleaner in the roommate relationships, too. And people will just take advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And just leave shit out because they know you'll clean it.
Mm.
Or, yeah, I don't have anything, really.
Cleanliness is close to godliness.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
I think that was in the Bible.
Guys, if you have any roommate tips, just how to be a good roommate, how to be a better person, how to be. That'd be a new segment. How to be. Tell us how to be. TheRelatablesPodcast@gmail.com.
Boom.
How to be.
How to
subject
be.
Subject line.
We look forward to reading those.
Yeah, reading none.
We
of
love
those.
Reading those every week. It's one of my favorite parts of the podcast. One of my favorite segments that we started a few years back. Just reading all the fan mail. Like, connecting with our audience.
Why do I just have a note that says black eyes? Oh. Black eyes stealing? At the park.
That's better. That's better. What do black eyes do? Yeah, stealing.
Oh, yeah.
And then write altruistic underneath it so you remember.
Park, yeah. All right. All right. What else you got, man? We can make this a short one.
Short one. We did that. Ooh, the Gate River Run.
I'm doing that.
We're doing the Gate.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the festival, the Okeechobee Fest, but Wayman, one of our friends back in the day, she's going to do the Gate River Run, so okay. Let's do that.
Okay, speaking of that, now that we're on the Gate River Run, how was your 10K?
Yeah, yeah. I ran 6.22 miles yesterday.
Boom,
baby. I'm a
baby.
Great person. It felt amazing.
Really?
Every mile, I don't know if you saw my splits, bro.
Yeah, they were getting faster.
Fuck, I started like painfully slow like I do. Because I didn't think I was going to make six. Like, I've never run that far in my life.
Yeah, so but, you spent like, you forced yourself to run slow just so you knew.
Yeah, it was almost an 11-minute mile. It was like 10:40.
Did you do like loops or like did you go somewhere?
It was an out and back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went like down Mandarin Road and San Jose. But that shit felt so good.
That means you're, what are you, 3 miles away?
And I had gas, like, I had so much left in my tank. Like, I could have run another couple miles, but it's good not to, just, like...
We got to start syncing them up closer to the Gate River Run.
Yeah.
That way we don't all fucking...
Yeah, I asked...
From each other.
I asked Wayman what her pace was, because I feel like I'm going to have to train to get to her pace.
Yeah.
She runs, like, a 9-minute mile for, like, miles. Like,
she's
I think
in it.
Nine... Yeah, I think she can run a 15K with a 9-minute pace.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
Fuck yeah.
For a girl. I had to throw that in there just to be
just to keep the fans
stay on brand.
Keep them buzzing. Keep them buzzing.
Just yeah. So that'll be fun. Gate River Run.
Yeah.
I think Logan and Justin are gonna do it.
Logan, yeah. Justin, myself, Zach, Wayman, and whoever else wants to do.
Have you gotten your bib? Have you signed up?
No, I've not. Did you?
No.
Then we're doing it.
We got it.
We're all good.
We're all in. Really serious about this, guys. Stupid motherfucker. Yeah. Have you run, like, when's, have you raced before? Have you done a race? Like a 5K?
I've done a 5K.
I feel like you have, yeah.
I've done a 5K. I've done a couple of 5Ks. I've done like a weighted 5K. I've done like a normal 5K. But that's the furthest race I've done.
I thought about this 2 days ago. I want to train for the Murph. I want to do an RX Murph in under an hour.
Ooh, that's not bad, dude. With the distance you run, the hardest part is not burning your legs for the squats.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but I can knock out those miles.
Yeah.
And then that's so many. That's aggro, right? That's aggressive. A Murph is a mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, right? 300 squats.
Squats and then another mile.
That's so with a weighted vest on. That's retarded. Imagine if he was still alive. How hard the workout would be.
Very aggressive workout.
Very expensive.
Yeah. All of them.
We're in weird territory. That is faggoty as shit.
That's niggerish.
I was gonna say it, but you did. Thank you. We're gonna get a kike it up at the fucking CrossFit gym.
I apologize if we missed anyone.
Those would be bleeped.
Not if we offended anyone, just if we missed anyone. I apologize. Like the all-inclusive racism.
Yeah. Racism for everybody. Everyone. Everybody?
You think the Klan sells that shirt?
Racism. It's for everybody. Because they would want... They're not... I don't feel like they're against black people.
Thank you for this new perspective, white man. Tell me.
I think they just want everyone to stay in their lane. You know what I mean? They're very compassionate people.
When you think about it, it's the same thing black people do at the parks. Truly, they're just trying to help. Oh, shit. They just want everyone to be racist, you know?
Yeah.
You stay over there, we'll stay over here. And, yeah, that's what it is.
They're an EOR employer. Equal opportunity racist employer. Yeah. What else you got?
That's it.
Are you going to train? What's your goal for the... did you say Kendama?
Yeah, I got Kendama on
there. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I'm doing 28 tricks later this month, so...
Are there 28 different things you can do with that bullshit?
Yeah, you got to learn them.
Wow.
Maybe not yet, but I can.
Is it like bounce it on your nose or catch it with your tongue? Or throw it in the trash. You should learn that one at the end. One.
Hey, here's a new trick for you. Throw it in the trash.
It's real simple.
What is dick dab thing to say? When you get on that skateboard, or did you try this one? Throw it in the trash.
Wow, dude. Kendama, dude. I thought it was a phase.
Nah, dude. This ain't a phase, dude.
It will be.
Nah. This is something that... I'm going to be very good at and at the end of this year.
Okay.
Okay.
What about jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu, I'm on there. Jiu-jitsu, I'm... That's another thing I probably got to address. I got to figure out my schedule, man. I got to... Because it's wonky, and I feel like I got into it thinking, like, I have free time, so, like, why aren't I making more money? Why don't I fill my free time? And now that I'm making more money, I can't justify, like, what am I just going to, like... take days off
to not make money,
but like the taking up more time is like taking up more time to not do other shit, so it's like I gotta figure that shit out.
Balance, man. Yeah. That's that superordinate goal thing as opposed to daily goal thing. Like the superordinate goal is to like eventually save money while we're rooming together to move to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
but the daily goal is to like be happy.
Yeah.
And how do you balance that? Yeah,
you gotta figure that out, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out too. Yeah. Take less naps. Take more naps, but less. Take better.
What? That's what a sensei.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know how when, like, people have allergies, they'll go to, like, an allergist and, like, they'll get different allergies on their wrist or something or on their arm to see what they're allergic to? I've been trying to, like, take stuff away and then add stuff to see what. Sometimes my brain is firing. Like today, my brain felt good. But some days, it's just like not. And I don't know what it is that makes it not.
Mm.
I cut out sugar. I was good for a couple weeks. And then it like came back without sugar. So I was like, it's not sugar. That's not the thing doing it. And I've been exercising. I've been running for the last month and a half. Still felt like shit.
Wait, is it weekly?
What do you mean?
Might be a podcast.
What do you mean?
Ooh.
Weekly what?
If it comes back like weekly, every so often, listen to the wrong.
Nah,
kind
it's
of
like
shit.
Once a month. Like I'll have a couple bad days,
hmm.
And then sometimes the bad days they string into a week. But if I catch it early enough, or like I'm on top of it, it'll just be a couple bad days. But I don't know what leads into that. I don't know what it is.
Your pussy.
Yeah, it's probably strip dropping, and then I can't catch all the PJ.
I couldn't resist myself.
The pussy juice. From... All right, that's fine.
That feels good. That makes the pain go away.
Flexing. Shit. All right. Well.
Yeah, dude. Maybe eat all meat.
eat all meat?
Yeah. Just meat, like Jordan Peterson.
Or Joe Rogan?
You heard he fucked up. He's fucked up. We won't talk about that off the podcast.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah. God bless him.
Onward. What else do you have?
That's it.
Let's get out of here, man. That's it. Guys, we did some relatable things.
We did.
We talked about some things that maybe you could relate to.
Yes, and while we were talking, hopefully you bought yourself a trinket or two.
Yeah.
You
went on the YouTube, typed in the Relatables podcast. You found us. You hit subscribe.
Yeah. You wrote that Gmail account that the Relatables podcast at gmail.com. You left that how to be post because, you know, we love reading those.
How to be.
Tell
us how to be.
Tell us.
Tell us what – give us a terrible roommate story.
Yes. Give us your rules,
yeah.
Your goals, you know, as you put them on the fridge.
Yeah. Picks, dick pics. We will take those. I'll take those.
That's going to be a separate email. You'll get those.
zmalcolm@aol.com. That's it, man. Send us Valentine's suggestions. Who should we make our Valentine?
Yeah, what is Valentine's Day for? What do you do if you don't have one?
No, I want like a lady. Send me a lady.
Hit up Zach at Zach Malcolm on Instagram, Facebook. Find them all. He needs a Valentine, ladies. By the time we drop this, it will be very soon. So you jump on it.
Yeah.
And by it, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm Dean Nimick at Dean Nimick on Instagram. This has been episode 161 of The Relatables.
Guys, please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always, stay relatable.
Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate?